Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you doing? My name's Elisha.
Elisha, the name here is Shane. Do I have your call right? Is it KI4DJY?
Echo Juliet, Yankee.
Oh, missed it by one letter. Oh, good afternoon to you. It's nice to meet you. I believe you're Daniel's brother. Is that correct?
Unfortunately.
If you would admit to it. I've met Daniel. I've talked to him a few times. He seems to be a good fellow, but maybe you could tell me different.
Hard for me to hide it. Too many people know. So, no, he's a good guy. I think I've heard y'all talking every once in a while.
So you're not... I know you've had your license for a few weeks now, maybe months, but welcome to the hobby. I remember him mentioning you were studying at one time, so welcome to the hobby, and I hope it's been good to you.
So far, it has been. Yeah, I got my technician back in October, I believe, and I'm studying for the general. I was hoping to take it this month, but I don't know yet. We'll see. I'm not sure if I'm quite ready.
Hobby is you can go as quickly or as slowly as you like. There's no pressure. The only pressure is what you put on yourself, or maybe if you've got some, you know, friends who are in it. But it can be a lifetime hobby, and you can pick it up and let it lay for a while and come right back to it. Of course, a lot changes if you're not involved for a while with the way technology goes. But the old ways are still around, too. There's always something to do.
Yeah, copy that. I'm trying to practice and go for it while I have the willingness to do so. But I've been pacing myself. Been pacing myself a little bit more with the general test. The technician went pretty smoothly. It didn't take me long to study for it, but the general is definitely a step up.
I took my novice and then technician test back when there were five of them, back in 1990 and 91, I believe. I think it was December and then January, something like that. And then I didn't upgrade to general until 2013, and I really wasn't involved a lot. I had a 2-meter mobile in the car that I'd use every once in a while. I always had it on, it seemed like, but I didn't really talk much. But finally got a point where I had a little more time and got the bug and studied for the general and got it, and I'm glad I did. And I am going to go for the extra eventually. That's another big step, especially if you're not someone who's involved with electronics and all that kind of stuff. It's a big step up from the general, even.
I have, me and Daniel have a buddy up in Virginia who, he's the one who originally got us started on all this. We have him to blame for it. So, we're both trying to get on. Well, Daniel's on HF. I'm trying to get there so we can communicate with him. And we've got another friend up in Connecticut. He's had his ham license for I don't even know how long. His dad had one, and then he grew up with it, so he ended up getting one. I'm that's where I'm struggling is, you know, I'm not a electronics person, the ins and outs of electronics, so those are the parts I'm struggling with.
It just takes time, and sometimes I'll read something and it won't make any sense. I'll put it down, and I'll come back a week later and read it, and it starts to make more sense. My brain just needs to rest on it for a little while, but you'll get there. When I first got mine, there was the code requirement, too. So a step up to general required getting up to be able to copy 13 words a minute. I had to do it, but I didn't. I just didn't have the time and really the discipline to do it then. But last year, I was trying to decide to see, do I study for my extra or do I learn Morse code? I've always wanted to learn Morse code again, get it back. I had to learn 5 words a minute to be able to copy, but I never used it. So I wanted to learn it where I could actually use it. So that's what I've been working on the last almost a year now. And it's few months ago, it started to, I started seeing results, and now that I spend a lot of time, anytime I'm on HF, it's usually working or listening to CW, and I enjoy that. I'm getting there, making a lot of contacts, working my speed up, and trying to build my head copy up. All kinds of aspects to it, like we talked about. N4ZLK mobile.
Canon 4EJY. That sounds pretty interesting. I wouldn't mind learning some Morse code. Once I get my general, I'll probably shoot for extra, but that I'm definitely going to take my time with trying to figure that out. Yeah, I've got a book. I'm studying through the book, and then I'm using ham study to kind of help, you know, just give me a different version of something else to learn. And I swear sometimes it's like I'll look at a question, even though I've studied all of it several times, I look at it and like, man, I don't think I've ever seen this question before.
What you're saying, that it is that with a lot of things. I don't know. It'll come to you, and then, I mean, it's a lot of fun. The best part about this hobby, I think, is meeting the people, though. There's just so many people out there, so many nice people. Everybody seems to be willing to help. You can always find somebody to talk to, pass the time, you know. It's just, it's a lot of fun. That's one of the things I enjoy the most about it.
Definitely enjoying, you know, meeting new people, and we're going to try, me and Daniel are going to try and make it to the little, the DMR presentation that Patrick's doing. I can't remember who else he's doing it with. I think it's that Thursday before the class. So I'm excited to go to that and meet a couple new faces.
I know Patrick and Richard, KA3JCA, were working on a presentation, and they were going to present it at a couple different places, and I'm not sure which one that is now, which one they've done and which one they're going to do, but yeah, that'll be really interesting. I'm still, DMR, I'm not ready for that yet. I'm just not really interested. I don't know why. I only have time for so much, and so I'm trying to conquer this, what I'm working on right now, and maybe one day I'll get into it. I know there's just so many new features, but then there'd have to be a new radio for me because I don't have anything that does DMR, and I don't know. I'm just having fun with what I have right now.
I mean, that's the beauty of ham radio. There's so many different options of different stuff you can do, and to me, I'm really interested in DMR, and, you know, I don't know if I'll end up getting into the FT4 or FT8 or anything like that over HF. I'm not super interested in making contacts, you know, around the world. I want to talk to people around me, so, but yeah, I'm excited to learn some more about the DMR stuff. I took a break trying to learn some stuff to study for the general.
Good thing about this hobby is there's so many things you can learn, new things that if you're interested in it, you know, it'll keep your mind active. It's always good to learn something. I try to learn at least one little thing anyway every day if I can. I don't necessarily seek it out, but I try. But anyway, I got a phone call here. Elisha, let me take that. It's nice to meet you on the air. I hope you have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon. N4ZLK Mobile 73.
Talking with you, Shane. 73's KI4EJY Mobile.